This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There's been a spate of bank news the past couple of days. The Federal Reserve says the country's biggest banks and the biggest of the not small regional banks did all right on their most recent stress tests. What would happen finance-wise if the worst happens? And Jay Powell had some things to say about banking regulation at a symposium in Madrid today. Parenthetically, central bankers get around, I guess. Anyway, Powell opined that the Fed might have to beef up its oversight, specifically given the speed at which Silicon Valley Bank failed. Depositors jumping online and yanking their deposits in seconds. These are not your grandfather's bank runs the Fed is dealing with here, and it is always hard for regulators to keep up with technology. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that one.
You and I can transfer money anytime online, but if a bank wants to use the Federal Reserve for a wire transfer, it has to be done pretty much during normal business hours, Monday through Friday.
That's been a running joke among people for a while.
Catherine Judge teaches law at Columbia University.
A lot of the Fed's operations are used to operating on business hours, as opposed to being able to work in a 24/7 environment.
There's some speculation the Fed would have been able to save Silicon Valley Bank if it could have wired the bank money right away. So yeah, Judge says, the Fed should update its infrastructure, but not at the expense of basic bank regulation. That's what SVB needed, according to Itamar Drexler, a finance professor at Wharton. He says SVB's problems wouldn't have been solved by an instant Fed bailout.
Suppose that SVB would have taken 2 weeks to fail rather than overnight. Would that have made this okay? I don't think so.
The Fed released the results of its stress tests of the biggest 23 banks yesterday. They're doing fine. But Gregor Matvos, who teaches finance at Northwestern, says there are as many as 190 mid-sized banks that could fail just as suddenly as SVB.
What technology is going to do is it won't give the regulators much time once the bank is in a danger zone. So you have to prevent the bank from ever entering to a danger zone in the first place.
How do you do that? Good old-fashioned bank regulation, more audits, and higher capital requirements, extra resources these banks could turn to in an emergency. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.